Ivan's story is complicated, but from what I learned at Saturday's Solidarity Across Borders brunch, no refugee story is ever that simple.
I'm Ivonne Hernandez. I'm Mexican, and I'm facing deportation. And now I am fighting for to stay close to my son.
Ivonne Hernandez, 41, fled to Canada from domestic violence in Mexico in 2009, demanding political asylum. Canada's Immigration and Refugee Board does have guidelines meant to sensitize Canadian adjudicators to the reality of gender violence. Concretely, the guidelines indicate that asylum should be granted to women who, quote-unquote, demonstrate a well-founded fear of gender-related persecution. But Yvonne's demand was rejected 2 years later, in 2011. Unwilling to return to Mexico after what she had been through there, she chose to stay, joining the 500,000 people in Canada currently living as illegal immigrants. Yvonne then got married to a Canadian citizen. Together, they had one son, but the situation quickly deteriorated, with her husband using physical and verbal violence on her, as well as threatening to denounce her to the police if she left. In December, Yvonne took the decision to leave home and find refuge in a shelter for victims of domestic violence. 1 month later, on January 10, 2014, a family court judge awarded full custody of her son to his Canadian father, citing Yvonne's vulnerable immigration status as an argument against her case. This meant that Yvonne was suddenly only allowed to see her son 8 hours a week. Then, on January 22nd, at the Berry-UQAM metro station, she was surrounded by police in a public takedown organized by immigration officers and her ex-husband. She was released 2 days later after paying a $4,000 fine, which public mobilization helped her with.
When I get without status, I start to look for information, for help. And in that point, I found Mexicanos Unidos por la Regularización and also Solidarity Across Borders. So since before, I met them. But now, when I left my husband and I went to the shelter, and my ex-husband started to put pressure on me for take my baby and to deport me and all that. So I look for Solidarity Across Borders and also for Medicine Du Monde and other people who was another organism who was helping me. So that's why it's like one another. So
yeah, I feel like there's different organizations coming together.
Exactly.
Was it all like, did you find this on the internet or through people that you know?
Well, it's because, for example, Medicine Du Monde, I was going sometimes when I need to see a doctor with them. That's why I was in touch with them, and also I was doing like some help with them also. So I mean, that's why I just started to be involved with all this movement, and I met Solidarity Across Borders. Yeah.
On Saturday, May 10th, Solidarity Across Borders organized a fundraiser in order to help Yvonne pay for her legal fees. Solidarity Across Borders is a Montreal-based organization that advocates for a status for all, meaning that everybody in Canada should have the right to become a citizen or permanent resident. They believe that everybody should have access to the same rights and services, no matter where they come from.
Solidarity without borders. Oh well, their goal. I totally agree with their goal that there shouldn't be any anyone. You should be able to live everywhere you wish, and there's nothing like an illegal migrant, as far as I'm concerned. And this country, especially this country, has been built only by migrants. After, of course, killing all those other people, but. So it's really a shame, the situation that we see now, that this government and those governments, as a matter of fact, they are like picking and choosing what kind of migrants they want. If they want them to work in a McDonald's in Calgary for 3 months and then get them out. So this is a nonsense. Everyone should have a right to live here and in decent conditions.
The large sunny room in this Verdun community center was complete with shuffleboard patterns on the floor and posters advertising the 2006 Polish Folk Dance Festival. More than 100 people, mostly families, were here to participate in this incredible manifestation of solidarity for Yvonne.
Thank you for you coming, and you know, the reason why you did this brunch is for to get some money, continue my fight to stay here, because I have a baby now, he's 16 months, and like everybody who is home knows, he needs me, because he's too young for to be separated. So that's why I'm fighting for to be here. And like you know, it was very hard to pass all of this time without papers. It's hard, and I know I'm not alone. There are some people who is fighting as well, like me. It's very hard to start to be in front of the people to talk about this kind of problems, but this is the reality, my reality. So so I hope you understand why it's important for me to do this, for to be close to my son. And I want to say again, thank you. Welcome.
Participants were also invited to share their stories with the public.
So one thing that's often overlooked in migrant justice struggles is the role that mothers in situations of precarious status often play in our movements, be it by supporting other parents, be it by participating in assemblies or demonstrations. It's also difficult to overlook how important a role people like Yvonne and others play in visibilizing the struggles of survivors of violence and people living with immigration status when they speak out to the media. So on the occasion of Mother's Day, while we're celebrating the struggles of mothers who have resisted immigration enforcement, we would like to open the floor to anyone who's had experience living through the immigration system to come and to share their stories and speak, if you would like.
Renata vagyok.
My name is Renata.
Két éve vagyok itt Kanadában.
I've been here for 2 years.
Három gyereknek az édesanyja.
I'm the mother of 3 children.
Én a gyerekek miatt jöttem ki Magyarországról Kanadába.
The reason I left Hungary were my 3 children.
Mert a gyerekeimet Magyarországon nem fogadták el a származásuk miatt.
Because my children were not accepted in Hungary because of their origins.
Mindennapos sérelmek érték a gyerekeimet az iskolába, az életbe.
They were subject to everyday insults on the street, in the school, everywhere they went.
Elmentek az iskolába, ott a tanároktól, a gyerekektől lelkileg és fizikailag bántalmazták.
Even in the school, they were subjected to insults, like emotional and physical insults from their teachers, from the other kids.
Nem kapták meg a iskolába, ami nekik foglalkozás, a tanuláshoz, ami szükségük lett volna, mert a kisfiam az dadog.
And the school did not take care of them as well as they took care of the other children. They didn't get the same care. For example, my son who is stuttering, he was not given any attention.
Hát Magyarország elvette tőlem a gyerekeimet, úgy értve, hogy a boldogságot nem láttam rajtuk, amit itt Kanadában.
In Hungary, I never saw my children being happy. That kind of happiness I see. Sorry, the way I see them happy here.
És itt 2 éve a kisfiamat láttam nevetni, láttam boldogan járni az iskolába.
For example, it's been 2 years that I see my son going to school happily every day. I see him laugh every day.
És ez a 2 év olyan volt számomra, mint otthon a 10 év, hogy a 10 év csak azzal volt minden napom, hogy azt láttam, hogy sír a kisfiam, nem szeret járni iskolába.
The past 10 years in Hungary, I spent watching my children crying and telling me how they don't like to go to school.
És ez mindegy anyának, hát ez nagyon rossz volt, mert ugyanúgy én is tönkrementem lelkileg, depressziós lettem ugyanúgy, mint a gyerekem.
And for a mother to see this, it's the worst thing. I became depressed as well as my children did.
És itt itt megtanultam én is azt, hogy milyen, mint boldog anya lenni.
So I also became a happy mother. I learned how to be a happy mother here.
És ez a nap, ez pont erről szól, úgyhogy boldogok vagyunk.
And this day is about happy mothers, so I'm very glad that we are happy mothers together.
És minden édesanyának boldog anyát.
So I wish a happy Mother's Day to all the mothers present.
Thank you very much.
In the end, the fundraiser raised more than $2,000 for Yvonne. But most importantly, everyone I chatted with agreed in saying that the event was successful in highlighting something that we do not hear about often enough: the intersection of gender issues and immigration policies. For more information, please visit www.justicepouryvonne.org and solidarityacrossborders.org. There they have tips on how to help if you're interested.